Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I am joined with Ms. Sharon Ricks from Health and Human Services, who is here to share with you information about an upcoming conference called Stay Strong, Stay Connected. Ms. Ricks, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I was very intrigued when I got this information. Could you share with our listeners exactly what the Stay Strong, Stay Connected conference is about?
Our conference is about making sure that families are strengthened to deal with the impact of incarceration. There are 2.2 million people across the country, either in jail or in prison. But there's millions more family members out there that are impacted by that. So we want to make sure those families stay strong and stay connected in a couple of ways. And the idea of the conference is to bring people together to address those ways.
And that's a lot of people to have imprisoned in our country. But you mentioned that number is multiplied by the actual family members that become impacted when a loved one is incarcerated. How does that impact a family and a community?
So not only is that number startling, but another startling statistic is that most of the states with the highest incarceration rates are in the South. And so that impacts a region of the country that is already heavily impacted by health disparities. So we've got high rates of diabetes and stroke and heart disease and poverty and illiteracy. And then you put on top of that this mass incarceration in the South, and it has devastating effects for the community overall. But then when you look at a family unit and children who have never known life with dad outside of prison, and their only interaction with dad is between a glass, you know, in a visiting facility. So it has an impact on the children, the wives, the brothers and sisters, the moms and dads. And a lot of times those are sort of the unspoken silent victims of mass incarceration.
Now, there are some people who are going to listen to this and they're going to say, why is Health and Human Services concerned with, you know, incarceration? Mm-hmm. And it may mean that they just don't have an understanding of that. But could you tell us why this is a challenge for Health and Human Services?
Well, mass incarceration or incarceration in general is one of the social determinants of health. So we know that there are some Americans who can expect to live 20 years less than others simply because of where they live, how much money they make, their race and their educational level. Those are social determinants of health, and mass incarceration is one of those. So in a person who has experienced incarceration may have higher rates of sexually transmitted diseases, higher rates of mental illness. They may suffer from substance abuse. A large percentage of people who end up incarcerated actually have substance abuse disorders. And so it's a major health issue. And I think it's about time for health professionals to step up and make this one of their priorities.
And from a public health perspective, as you mentioned, it impacts not only the family unit, but the community as a whole.
Yeah. There's articles out there about entire neighborhoods who are called million-dollar blocks, where they have incarcerated so many people in that neighborhood that it could cost up to $1 million to incarcerate them. And we think about the funding that it takes to keep people behind bars and the communities that don't have fathers and don't have moms because they're locked away. There's just got to be better solutions to that. And I know in some states in our region, like Tennessee, they're looking at ways to keep families together, alternatives to sentencing for people who have dependent children.
So now the conference is coming up in Atlanta on April 13th.
Yes.
And it's going to be hosted over at the Morehouse School of Medicine. Could you share with our listeners who should attend this conference?
Absolutely. So that was a big struggle for us. And we have decided that it's important for every change agent to be in the room. And we define change agents as families themselves who are impacted and also organizations that serve those families. And we're also asking corrections facilities to come to the table as well, because we want to share ideas that are working in other states that we can replicate here in the Southeast. We want families to hear from other families who've made it and hear strategies for keeping their families strong during this difficult time. So we're inviting all of the players. We want them all to consider themselves to be change agents and come to the table and discuss this issue.
And what do you hope to come out of it? I'm glad that you have this big tent invitation to everyone, but what is going to come out of it? You know, it's called Stay Strong, Stay Connected. Mm-hmm. What do you all expect the outcome of this conference to be?
In a lot of ways, this is the beginning of an entirely new initiative that we're focusing on. And one of the outcomes we want is to make sure that every family impacted by incarceration in our region knows what resources are available for them. So we want to establish an entire platform that families can go to find resources specifically designed for families impacted by incarceration. We also want corrections facilities to know about some best practices out there. What can they do differently? What can they change about the way visitation is arranged, for example, that would impact families and help families dealing with incarceration? So we want people to walk away with resources and with tools to make things better.
And how do we, I guess, start at the beginning and decrease the number of people that get caught up in the mass incarceration that has almost become part of the culture of our country?
I think there's going to have to be some policy changes at high levels. Beyond incarceration, Georgia leads the nation in people under the supervision of the criminal justice system. And when I looked at the numbers, it was almost 7,000 people per 100,000 in Georgia. And that was almost double the number of any other state in the country. And we need to look at what constitutes having someone placed on parole or probation, and what are the alternatives. And we can't legislate everything that we're trying to legislate, and jail isn't the answer to everything. So we really need to sit down and think about what we're doing and the cost to society when you pay $31 a day or whatever it is to remove this person from society.
So that's a cost that we're paying with our tax dollars.
Yes.
That might be better used providing services that people might need to keep them from being incarcerated.
Yes.
Wow, Ms. Ricks, this is amazing to me. I don't know how we got here, but I really hope this conference and our legislators and our change agents can come together to make this better. For our listeners who want to participate, how can they get information? How can they find out exactly what resources our Health and Human Services offers?
Number one, visit our website. It's www.2018stayconnectedstaystrong.com. My personal phone number is on that. If you look up the About Us section of that website, feel free to give me a call. I have a small team of people who can help them to identify some resources and tell them more about our conference.
Sharon Ricks, thank you so much for taking the time to come and share this very valuable information with our listeners. That website again is www.2018stayconnectedstaystrong.com. Thank you.
Thank you.